Dillingham came home and reached his apartment, he was called Jim, and greatly loved by Mrs. James Dillingham, already introduced to you as Della, which is all very good. Della stopped crying and fixed her makeup. She stood by the window and looked out at a gray cat walking a gray fence in a gray backyard. Tomorrow would be Christmas Day, and she had only $1.87 to buy Jim a present. She had been saving every penny she could for months with this result. $20 a week doesn't go far. Expenses had been more than she calculated. They always are. Only $1.87 to buy a present for Jim. Her Jim. She had spent many happy hours planning something nice for him, something fine and rare, something Jim deserved.
2.19 The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. Part 1.
$1.87. That was all. And 60 cents of it was in pennies. Pennies saved one and two at a time by bargaining with the grocer and the vegetable man and the butcher until her cheeks burned with embarrassment. 3 times Della counted it. $1.87. And the next day would be Christmas. There was clearly nothing to do but sit on the shabby little couch and cry. So Della did it. Della lived with her husband in a furnished apartment at $8 a week. At the front door, there was an empty mailbox and a doorbell that no longer worked. And under the broken doorbell, there was a card with the name Mr. James Dillingham Young. But whenever Mr. James